When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
6 seconds left. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And that will do it. The Shikellamy Braves, for the first time since 1979, will win a district title.
Braves basketball is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Sunbury Motors, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Peters Home Appliance Center, Platinum Sealants Grove, APW, Lackawanna College, Murray Motors, Carpet Man, W&L Subaru, Glick Incorporated, Mertz Meats. Now, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
1 year ago, the Shikellamy Braves were looking at a possibility of being in the district playoffs, and then got into a big run and finally put everything together. And that run culminated in a district championship, and the first one since 1979. 1 year later, the Braves go 10-2 to wrap up the season. Everybody's back. Everybody's healthy. And it seems like this Shikellamy team is firing on all pistons. But Central Mountain has a lot of thought into this game. 1 year ago, they were the favorites coming into the district championship tournament and the district championship game. And they stumbled at Bald Eagle area against the red-hot Shikellamy team. Now it's Central Mountain that's coming in with an even money record and on a red-hot run. And having trouble, teams having trouble with Hannah and controlling him. And the Braves were one of those teams a couple of weeks ago. It doesn't matter what the record is now. Everybody is 0-0 as we start the district playoffs in the District 465A tournament. Kevin Herr along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie. Welcome to the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. The second time in a row that the Braves have hosted a first-round playoff game. And there's a little bit different atmosphere in the Fieldhouse tonight, Chief.
Yeah, very vocal, Kevin. I mean, this is one of those nights that everybody coming in is excited. It doesn't matter if you're from Shikellamy, if you're from up in Mill Hall, all right? Everybody's prepared for what I would say has become a pretty good rivalry. Who would have thought years ago that the Central Mountain Shikellamy boys basketball team would be a rivalry like this? These guys could play 100 times and it'd be a 50-50 split. It's just one of those situations where a lot of times, you got to have skill and you got to have purpose, but sometimes emotion carries you, and hopefully the Braves are up to task tonight.
Well, they're going to have a tough time trying to keep Jack Hanna under control. The 6-foot, 170-pound junior guard, averaging 13 points a game. But the last time these two teams met, in game number one, he actually didn't play and then had 20 the next time out. And the Braves really struggled, including a big three-pointer toward the end of the game to give Central Mountain the lead and put the game away at 63-61. We're up at Central Mountain a few weeks ago.
Well, Jack Hinn is not just a good outside shooter. He runs the ball club, and he gets a lot of assists to people, sometimes out on the perimeter, sometimes down low, but he's just very, very, very good at being a leader out there. I would not be surprised if you wouldn't see a box and one tonight from time to time on Jack Hanna. I really would not be surprised if you would see them try that, especially if he gets to a point that he gets a lot of baskets and the Braves are having trouble taking care of him. But there's a lot of other dangerous basketball players on this team,
and McCluskey is going to be one of those guys. Cade McCluskey, the forward, the senior, had 16 in the win, 5 in the loss. That's a big number. Now, I know Hanna did not play in the first game, and that was part of the reason that they only scored 48 points in the 54-48 loss to Shikellamy here in December between the Christmas and New Year's holiday break.
He also
had 16 the next time out.
But he also had the one that won the game at the end. Remember, John Piper came down the middle, had a layup, and passed it out, and we ended up not getting a shot, and Central Mountain called a timeout with about 11 seconds to go or maybe less. And everybody thought somebody in the perimeter was going to take the ball, but McCluskey got the ball at the top of the key, and nobody came out on him. He dribbled in and took a 10-footer and won the game for him by 2.
Last year we talked about it's tough to beat a team 3 times, and Central Mountain was 2-1 against Shikellamy, losing the championship game a year ago. Well, now it's 1-1, and this is the rubber match. So these two teams know each other inside out and upside down. It's who prepares the best and who has the best execution that wins this one.
Let's just say that it's got to get one out in the court. And I know both coaches have probably seen things in both games that they weren't prepared for, and now they've seen it, and they probably spent the entire week getting ready for it, Kevin.
Well, we'll check in with Bill Ziegler. You know he's ready for this one. He wants another chance to go to the district championship game and be there at the game this time. We'll talk with him coming up next on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hey, Uncle Bob, you look happy.
Of course. I'm having a garlic ring bologna sandwich from Merck's Meats.
Merck's Meats ring bologna in plain garlic or hot is like no other, because we're using the same secret smokehouse recipe that Grandpa Merck's created way back in the early 1900s.
No wonder it's delicious.
And we use the same secret recipes for our smoked sausage, bacon, and our chops. Merck's Meats, Route 147 in Northumberland.
And don't forget to grab beverages at W&S Distributor right up the road. Tell them Uncle Bob sent you.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, leave the shoes outside.
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin Herr with Coach Bill Ziegler. The Shikellamy Braves getting ready for Central Mountain tonight. A team you know very, very, very well. You've played them hard both times, 1-1 with them. A win here at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse, a loss up at Central Mountain. I know you've looked at both games in detail. What did you see different from Game 1 to Game 2, and where do you want to go for Game 3?
Well, the main difference in that game was Jack Hanna. He didn't play the first time against us, and he's their bread and butter. He's their glue. He makes them go. And he played the second time against us in a two-point loss at the buzzer. So, he was definitely the main differences. You know, I think both teams are very competitive. You know, I think if both teams play each other 10 times, it's 5-5. So, you know, this is one of those games where whoever I think plays better tonight is going to win.
Well, we always talk about bench players, and Central Mountain's had some really good ones. Persons come in and played very well off the bench. Pence has played very well off the bench. You've had some guys play well off the bench. Is that one of the keys tonight? Is the guy that comes in at the right time having a good game?
Well, I think, all the players are equally important, but especially, you know, sometimes in these games, you know, people get a little nervous to start the game or in foul trouble. And you got to have some depth. And, you know, we've had some players that have got quality minutes with our injuries in the beginning of the year and throughout the year. So, I feel confident that our bench will hold our own tonight.
One thing I think that we've all learned about this Central Mountain team is they're not afraid to fire up the ball from outside the arc. And they're looking to do it as soon as they cross the line. That's something that you can defend against and have done very well the last couple of games.
Yeah, they're big. They're going to start, probably four guys over 6'2". And, even their center has the ability to hit the three-point shot. So sometimes getting a hand up in their face and contesting it will be an issue. Our job is to make sure that we get a hand up on them early so that maybe it doesn't quite give them the green light to shoot it.
Also, I want to point out on John Pfeiffer, he's a guy that has dribble penetrated and been very successful. When he does that, it's either 2 points or even a shot at three from the line. How important is that in tonight's game?
Well, John's a senior and he's a captain, and John realizes the better he plays, the better we're going to play, and I'm pretty sure John's going to come out tonight and at times put us on his shoulders and carry us.
And you need a big night as well from Mason Dietrich, who, if he starts to get hot outside the arc, is he a guy that you want to give the ball to often?
Absolutely. You know, Mason is you know, a kid that's proved over the last 2 years that, you know, when he gets hot, he can knock it down. You know, Cam Leonard is also another one that can do that. So we're hoping, you know, both of them are hot today and, you know, things are going well.
And then the final cog in this, you know, in this puzzle, or the final piece, I should say, in this puzzle, Caden Hoffman, a big rebounder inside, needs to be huge on the boards.
Yeah, Caden Hoffman is, you know, our bread and butter on the inside, and Kevin's going to play, I mean, Caden's going to play a big role in tonight's game. You know, he's going to go up against someone a little taller than him, but I like Caden's athleticism to maybe bring him out in the perimeter a little bit and maybe drive by him as well.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time. We'll chat with you afterwards.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
This is Will Marks, General Manager at Murray Motor Chevrolet. We are coming off our best-selling season ever. Why? Because we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. Murray Motor Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best selection of custom trucks, sports cars, and new inventory arriving daily. We're the only dealer to offer a lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. So let's set it straight. We have the best price and best warranty, period. Murray Motor Chevrolet, located a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murrayshevy.com. Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around. It was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in Central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross, and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 5 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Sealands Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say we get you done.
Starting lineups for tonight's game, Jack Hanna, the junior at guard, a 6-foot junior, averaging 13 points a game, a 69% free throw shooter on the season. Hayden Pardo is getting the start tonight, a 6-foot junior. Pardo is averaging 14 a game, a 77% free throw shooter. Brett Gerlach, the senior guard, a 6-footer. Gerlach averaging 5 points a game and a 52% free throw shooter. Kay McCloskey, a 6-foot senior at forward, averaging 12 a game, a 69% free throw shooter. And Ashton Probst is the forward, a 6-foot forward. Probst averaging 6 a game, a 59% free throw shooter. For the Shikellamy Braves, it'll be Ryan Williams, the 5'9 sophomore guard. Williams averaging 6 points a game. He is a 63% free throw shooter. Cam Leonard, a 5'10 sophomore guard. Leonard leading the team from the free throw line at 68%, averaging 9 a game. John Pfeiffer is the 6'3 senior guard. Pfeiffer averaging a game, a team high 13, leads the team in points off turnovers and in blocks. Mason Dietrich, the 6-foot junior guard. Dietrich averaging 11 a game, second on the team in that category, second on the team in points off turnovers. And Caden Hoffman, the 6'2 senior forward. Hoffman also at 13 points a game, 63% free throw shooter, leading the team in rebounds with 118. Pfeiffer second at 115. By the way, Williams leads the team in steals and assists. The Braves are 59% from the free throw line, 45% from two-point land, three-point land, they're 29%, making them 41% overall, averaging 57 points a game and giving up 54 points a game. We are getting ready for the opening tip.
Well, Kevin, Bryn Harold, senior cheerleader, sang the national anthem, and the JROTC color guard from Shikellamy presented the colors, all right? And we're ready to go here, buddy.
We are indeed. Pfeiffer at the center circle for the Braves. And that one tips, and Shikellamy takes over from Probst in the center circle. I'm sorry, I'm going to correct that, from McCloskey, who was at the center circle.
Braves attacking the basket to our left. Hoffman inside, off the window and in. Chickadee with an early 2-0 lead.
That was a tough shot. That was a banker from pretty far out, Kevin, at a difficult angle. And Central Mountain's in a man-to-man, as are the Braves.
And right now, Hannah with the basketball off the near wing, goes to the far side. He'll find McCloskey as the Central Mountain Wildcats in their royal blue, black trim, and white numerals. Hannah now drives in the baseline. Now they kick it back out. And looking for a little bit of room now with the basketball is Probst. Probst leans and throws it away into the backcourt. That's going to be over and back in a turnover.
Well, that's just a matter of, Ryan Williams doing a nice job with staying with Hannah as he came around the screen. And Gerlach and Hannah both thought the other person was going to get the ball, and it went back court. So the turnover for Central Mountain. Braves with a chance to get another score here on their offensive set.
Leading 2-0 with just about a minute gone by here in the first period. Here comes Piper, has his pocket picked by Hannah. He's one-on-one with Williams. Hannah goes to the right side, loses it. Williams gets the steal, and he steps on the baseline and turns it over.
That's great defense by Ryan, and you saw Hannah setting him up. Hannah came down the right side, thought he was going to take a jump shot from down low. He got the ball stripped, and unfortunately, Ryan's feet were on the baseline.
Central Mountain with the basketball. They'll feed it into Pardo. Back of the iron, no good. Piper with the rebound. Braves lead it by two. And that one thrown over the head of Leonard out of bounds. Braves need to settle down a little bit right now.
Yeah, nerves will cause you to do those things. They also have to realize that sometimes that long pass is more detrimental than it beneficial. In that case, it was. The camera's running out of court space when that ball got to him.
Braves, the Wildcats with the basketball now. And in the corner now for three, off the rim by McCloskey, no good. Rebound by Hoffman underneath, another one and done.
He just did a nice job of boxing out McCloskey to get that, Kevin.
Now over to the inside to Piper. Piper with a jumper and puts it up and in. Braves now up by a score of 4-0 with 6:18 to go here in the first. Hannah dribbles into traffic, has some trouble. Tipped out and controlled now by McCloskey. McCloskey drifting to the top of the key. He'll go to the foul line extended. Take the jumper. Back iron, no. Rebound by Leonard. 6 minutes to go in this one. Chickalamy up 4-0. Leonard driving on the left side. He has his shot stuffed and a jump ball.
Yeah. You know, you have to count your times or pick your moments to go and drive. And Cam drove right into two of the tallest kids on Central Mountain's team, and they did a nice job of sandwiching him and getting the jump ball call.
What's the line? May the odds ever be in your favor? They weren't there.
They were not in his favor. That's right.
Feet underneath. Nothing doing. They'll kick it back out to McCloskey. He'll give it off to Hannah. Hannah starts to drive into a double team, and Hoffman will get charged for the foul as he tried to tie up the ball for
a jump
ball.
That's one person that Chickalamy does not want to get an early foul trouble. You
Absolutely.
Don't want him to sit on the bench here at all in his first quarter, let alone the first half, and that is his first foul.
5:40 to go here in the first period. It is Chickalamy 4, Central Mountain nothing.
Braves being really aggressive on their man-to-man.
Probst is running out of time.
Well,
boy, he just got that one away, Chief.
Yeah, those 5 seconds are longer than you think, Kev.
Are they five and a half and six?
Well,
no,
it's just that everybody thinks they're not going to be nice job by Hannah to get his own rebound.
He did. He drove in on Williams. Williams got a hand on it. It went in the basket out and then out of bounds after Hannah tried another shot.
That's one of the few times that Ryan Williams got taken to the bucket, Kevin, and Hannah did
a nice job.
Of course, I believe it was Cam Leonard came over to help him out, and that made that shot go a little bit awry.
Oh, here's a three-point opportunity. Dietrich just missed that one. Good rebound off the right side by McCloskey.
Yeah, that time McCloskey had Huffman boxed out pretty good. He didn't want to go over his back.
Probst with the basketball in front of the student section. And moving to the left, down McCloskey between the circles, driving in, one-hander, back iron, no. Big rebound by Dietrich. He'll outlet now to Piper. Piper will bring it up the far side with 5 to go. He'll come in the left side, find Hoffman in the low box. Tipped around. Piper gets it outside. Now gets into the corner, and Leonard runs
offensive
the lane and an
foul.
Offensive foul.
He's got to take, and you got to take what the defense is going to give you. They gave him the baseline. His man gave him the baseline, but the other defender stood there, and he just ran right into him, gave him a shoulder, and that's Cam's first foul.
Hannah with the basketball. He'll bring it up, averaging 13 a game. Had 20 last time these two teams met. 4:36 to go. Central Mountain looking for their first points of the period. Pfeiffer with a steal underneath. Pfeiffer now with a three-on-three. He'll hold up outside the arc. He'll find Dietrich on the far side. Dietrich drives in, goes to the lane, overshoots. Hoffman there on the backside. No good. Rebound, yep. They'll put in by
McCloskey. They're the ones you got to make, Kevin, yep. In a game like this.
Here comes Hannah driving the lane. Kicks it out in the far corner. Three from Pardo. That one off the back iron. And Hoffman right there on the defensive rebound. Williams now with the basketball. Hoffman thought about a three. Now takes a step. Finds Williams on the near wing with 4 minutes to go and a Shikellamy 4-0 lead. The bounce inside to Hoffman. There's a lot of traffic there. Picked up by Gerlach. Central Mountain with the steal and the basketball, trying to get on the board. McCloskey now between the circles, guarded by Leonard. Now Dietrich comes out to attack him.
Central Mountain's one shot away from making this a one-point lead.
Absolutely. And there's a steal by Williams, but Williams may get called for the foul. That would be team foul number two, and it is. Three.
Ryan Williams picks up his first foul, team foul number three. That'll give Central Mountain the ball underneath their basket.
Hannah with the basketball underneath the basket with 3:38 to go. Looking for their first points. They lob one up, and it's Probst on the near wing, attacking the basket to our right. On the far side, Pardo starts in over Dietrich, too far, and on the backside, it's Hoffman with the rebound.
I don't think anybody else is rebounding except Hoffman at the defensive end. He's probably got three or four right now.
Central Mountain ready to make some changes as Williams drives in off the window, just missed it, and it was McCloskey there to get the rebound. He'll come to the near side. Setting up his probes for three. Back iron, no. Rebound, Leonard. Leonard will get it under control with 3:09 to go. Still 4-0. Hoffman, wing three. Got it. Count it from the big man. And that's a 7-0 lead with three to go. Central Mountain is gone. 5 minutes without a bucket.
Just good defense by the Braves. And you know, the Braves have gotten quite a few, forced some turnovers.
Hannah driving in, kicks it out now to Pardo. Pardo to the near side, stolen away by Dietrich. Dietrich with a two-on-two. He'll go far side to Leonard. Leonard will go inside to Hoffman. Hoffman goes up and gets it. 9-0, Shikellamy with 2:38 to go here in the first, and it's a timeout for the Wildcats.
That's a 30-second timeout called by Tyler Pardo, right? Bardo's are still coaching out there.
Yes.
Braves doing a nice job of transitioning and hitting the open man, but the one thing, Central Mountain's just cold. I mean, they've had some good looks from the outside.
Cold.
They've had a couple of shots from the inside, and they're getting one shot. And I don't know. I've been watching this, Kevin, and it looks like a lot of times the Central Mountain players are on the perimeter. Might have one guy inside you box in, like you're going to get the defensive boards. So what a start for the Braves here, 9-0 here, 2:38 to go in the first quarter.
But this is a huge timeout for Central Mountain. They need the timeout, and they need a bucket here. A turnover here and a double-digit lead going into the second period is not how Central Mountain wants to start this district tournament.
Well, it's only a three-possession game, Kevin.
True. Well, that's true. You got that three-point play.
A team that can score like Central Mountain.
Absolutely. Hannah with a basketball guarded by Williams. Over to the far side now, Gerlach. Back to Gerlach on the far wing. In between the circles, left side setting up for three. Pardo overshot, and Pfeiffer with a big rebound. Stole it right out of the hands of McCloskey. Lays it up for Miller. Miller got it. It's Miller time at Shikellamy as Miller hits his first bucket of the night.
Well, he snuck down the right side. Nobody saw him, Kevin. There's
running one-hander by Hannah finally takes the lid off the basket. 6 minutes into this one, 11-2 Shikellamy. Now Williams with the basketball sends it over to the near wing to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer looking. He's going to give it off to Miller, who came in after the timeout, made that big bucket. There's a great anticipation steal. Hannah will go all the way, and it is 11-4 Shikellamy over Hannah.
Pass, Kevin. I mean, it was passed across court at the top. You know, he's overplaying, and his man is an easy steal and an easy layup for Hannah as he gets his fourth point here.
Wallace, who came in at the last timeout, there's another steal by Hannah. Hannah will come in. He's going to go up. Pfeiffer rejects that one out of bounds. And now Dietrich and Hoffman will come in. Also checking in is Essex Taylor, as Wallace came in at the last timeout along with Schlesinger for Central Mountain.
Williams and Leonard sit down, Kevin.
McCloskey now inbounding underneath, and Wallace will pick up the foul on Schlesinger. That'll be team foul number 4 with a minute 15 to go here in the first period. It is 11-4 in favor of Shikellamy.
Well, Levi Schlesinger got off of the pick, got away from Trey Wallace. He left him get down deep, and he had to foul him. He was going to get a layup.
Like Hoffman, a very good free throw shooter, 82% on the year, but that one is long and no good. Now, this is a team that missed 4 free throws the last time these two teams matched up, and that was a big part in the win. Second one, no good. Tip around, controlled by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer passes near side, Dietrich on the wing, drives in, no look pass underneath Hoffman. Hoffman in the low box, had it tipped, fight for the rebound, Hannah comes up with a loose ball. 1 minute to go in the first period, 11-4 Shikellamy as Hannah brings it up. Hannah with all 4 points for Central Mountain. He's trying to make it a third. Got it. Top of the key, 3. And wow, does that change things, 11-7.
Well, he's the man that runs the show, and he's making it count for him with 7 points here in the last minute.
Pfeiffer between the circles now gives it to Dietrich. Dietrich back to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer head fakes a 3. Now comes top of the key. Dietrich 3. No good. Rebound Schlesinger. Schlesinger with 30 seconds to go brings it up. Now gives it off to McCloskey. Deep 3. Hannah. Bang! Hannah hit that one from somewhere around the bridge in Selinsgrove. Okay. And it's a 1-point game.
I said these guys can score. It's all been all Hannah. 10 of those points, all his, and that's 2 back-to-back 3-point shots he's made.
Shikellamy with the basketball, Pfeiffer around the far side, he gives it to Miller with 5. Miller driving in, loses the handle, gets it back, he draws a triple team, and they run out of time. The shot is waved off, and at the end of 1, what was an 11-4 lead is now 11-10. Shikellamy over Central Mountain. This is Shikellamy basketball on WKOK and on the Sunray Broadcasting Corporation app.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities. With a degree in professional studies, you'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit Lackawanna.edu today. That's Lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Shikellamy will get the ball to start the second period of play. They lead it by 1, 11-10, but led it by as many as 7 at 1 point before Hannah went crazy.
But the Braves have missed probably 3 or 4 layups, Kevin.
And there's a travel by Leonard. Leonard Williams, Hoffman, Wallace, and Dietrich for Shikellamy.
You know, Cam had about a 10-footer there. Nobody was around him. I think he was decided, should I shoot? And then he decided to pass him. And in the meantime, he shuffled his feet.
Braves in a zone right now. They'll send it inside the corner now to McCloskey on the far side. And that one goes into the student section intended for Taylor. And Is that one off of Shikellamy Brave? Yeah, it was off of Brave.
Caden Huffman got his hands on it when he tried to come out to steal the ball. He probably should have just leave it go because it wasn't going to get caught by Taylor.
It'll be Hannah, Gerlach, Taylor, McCloskey, and also Probst for Central Mountain. Taylor now into the corner. Far side for Probst, stolen away by Williams. Williams with Leonard. Leonard and Taylor go right to the bucket, and Leonard takes him on the left side with the left hand right in.
Give Brian Williams a nice assist. He had the sense to look for Leonard as he broke open and got him the ball right away instead of waiting until the very end.
He's the team leader in assists here at Shikellamy, too, this year. Taylor getting harassed by Leonard. Sends it into the corner now to McCloskey. Back to Taylor. Taylor bounces it in. They tried to get it to Gerlach on the baseline. He has to come back out. Taylor now at the foul line. Drifts inside for Probst, and Probst with a two-point bucket as he posts up.
That's 24, Kevin, right?
That's Probst,
Ashton,
yes.
Probst, yep. He came down low. Nobody was in that short corner. Nobody went with him.
Off and now inside, and that one goes to the Central Mountain bench.
Well,
6:37 to go, 13-12. Shikellamy with Pfeiffer coming in for Dietrich.
I think that Caden thought that Mason Dietrich was going to stay in the corner, and Mason Dietrich thought he was going to do that UCLA cut and come into the basket, and he started moving in the opposite direction. But it doesn't, any way you look at it, it was a turnover by the Braves.
Taylor with the basketball. Almost traveled there as he split his foot a little bit. Close. Probst get now in the corner on the far side. Probst looking around. Long pass to the near side to McCloskey. McCloskey now to Hanna. Hanna attacking this 2-3 zone for Shikellamy. 6 minutes, 10 seconds to go. There's a steal by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer controls it. He's going to attack McCloskey to the inside. He'll take the short jumper, too short. Rebound by Wallace, and Wallace will be fouled and will go to the line.
Well, Trey right there. He's got the farthest to run of anybody from baseline to baseline. Got out on the fast break, and when Pfeiffer missed the little three-footer, he got the rebound and unfortunately didn't make it, but he did get fouled by Essex Taylor.
Taylor picks up his first, and that one, a good one for Wallace, a 37% free throw shooter on the year. Pardo now checking in for Taylor for Central Mountain. 6:02 to go here in the half. Shikellamy up 14-12 as Wallace will try to make it two in a row and does. You know, those are two, the last two games, he has shot the ball very well from the free throw line. And he's getting into rhythm there.
Well, the important thing is you play better at the end of the year and not in the beginning of the year.
Hanna in a trap, got harassed and lost the ball. Williams steals it, bounce pass to Hoffman. Hoffman back inside to Wallace. Wallace lost
yeah.
it, and
yeah.
it is a jump ball call, and it will be Central Mountain basketball.
I don't know. From here, it looked like somebody was on his arm, too, Kevin.
It, it,
but
it was close.
It doesn't matter what we think.
We were a good ways away.
Yes.
5:40 to go here in the first half. Shikellamy up 15-12. They have had the lead since the opening moments. Led by as many as nine. Hanna, deep three. All right, maybe a pass to Gerlach underneath. Giving it back to Hanna for another deep three, and he hit it. That one from somewhere on top of Blue Hill. Williams with the basketball now, and a game all tied at 15. Feed in the baseline, now to Leonard. Leonard works it, goes inside, loses the handle, gets it back, fights outside. Here comes the three-pointer, overshot everything by Hoffman. Backside rebound, Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer working his way in, no good, tipped around, controlled by Probst. Central Mountain with the basketball. Central Mountain an opportunity to take the lead for the first time tonight. McCloskey has it against this 2-3 zone that the Braves have played most of the game. Three-pointer, left side, Hanna short. Rebound underneath by Pardo. Drives in and puts it up and in. Central Mountain with a two-point lead, their first of the ball game.
That was a good miss. The ball came right out to Pardo. Nobody boxed him out, and he gets the basket on a nice little inside shot from the left. Box.
Well, it's Central Mountain got off the bus now. They are ready to play, and there's a foul underneath.
It's an offensive foul on Williams. Here's what Central Mountain has done. They have taken a bad start, and the Braves have not taken advantage after they had a bad start of getting points off of steals, and they just came back and they said, you know, Jack Hanna, you got to take over the game. He has 12 of the 17 points.
He has indeed
12 of the
taken
17.
Over. And now he'll have the basketball again. Goes to the right side to Pardo. Pardo now to the baseline, leaning back, overshot the basket. Backside rebound by Hoffman. He'll give it off now to Leonard. Leonard will bring it across the line to Williams with just under four to go here in the half. Shikellamy down for the first time tonight by two. Bounce pass left side by Pfeiffer. And they'll get it to Williams now. Williams works his way in and got his shot blocked. Blocked by Gerlach, who picks up the loose ball, gives it to Hanna. Williams trying to do a little bit too much with it that time. Here comes Hanna. Splits the defenders and puts it off the window and in. 19-15 is Central Mountain now taking over. Williams with the basketball, gives it off to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer to the foul line, dribbling his way in, spins to the inside. Now out to Williams for a three. just missed that one. Big rebound by Person, who checked in at the last stoppage. Central Mountain trying to take a commanding lead now with the basketball. Probst on the far side. Feeds it to Hannah underneath. And a whistle on Williams again. This will be three.
Well, Hannah's just basically running Ryan Williams all over the court. He came back under the baseline, and Williams was behind him. They got him the ball, and Ryan reached in and picked up his third foul.
Wallace is going to have to come in. Team foul number six for the Braves. Probst now inbounds to Hannah. Hannah goes inside the box. It will kick it out now to Pardo. They'll swing it around and back underneath. They're trying to get it inside. And that one good for Probst. And Bill Ziegler says, I need a timeout at 21:15. Central Mountain has taken over this game at the 2:51 mark in the second period.
Well, the Braves, they can't score. I mean, they've had inside shots. They've been contested. And then they made some mistakes. They made some mental errors with handling the basketball. But, you know, the Braves have been outscored here 5-7, 11-4 here in the second quarter.
Only 2 points from the floor in this period for Shikalini.
And the thing that is amazing, as physical as both teams are, Central Mountain has one foul. Shikalini has six.
Yeah, and two of those were offensive fouls against Shikalini.
So the Braves really only have four fouls on the defensive side of
things.
Both teams have been to the line once. Schlesinger missed both of his for Central Mountain in the first quarter, and Trey Wallace made both of his. So it's a full court pressure. 1-3, 1-3, one trap.
Huge possession, and they just threw it away.
And you know, you will want to say why. That's the pass you have to make, but you got to get closer to the half court line, cross court down to the opposite corner of where you're at.
It was a little early for that one, though.
Yeah, and it was thrown high. I'm sure somebody said, why didn't Mason Dietrich jump? We jumped as high as he could, and it was still 5 feet over his head.
I was going to say, I'm not sure anybody could have caught that one. Outside, Probst for the basketball, sends it to the near wing, Hannah. Piper got a hand on that one, or maybe a fingernail, and still almost went in, and Person with the putback. Bill Ziegler wanted an over-the-back call, didn't get it.
It might have been, looked like over-the-back, but I think Person went straight up and never touched anybody.
23-15. Braves with the basketball, and a foul coming on Pardo. That's only team foul number two, as McCloskey will get off the bench and come in for Central Mountain. He'll check in for Person.
Well, Person did a nice job while he was in. He filled in quite well. He got a bucket. He also did a nice job of rebounding.
Dietrich underneath gets the feed, and the Braves finally find a bucket after being stymied, by four minutes.
Well, now they need to get a turnover or get an offensive or defensive board here and go down and make another bucket.
Down by six, 23-17 with a minute 50 to go in the half. Pardo, three-pointer from the corner, bang! Wow, that one came out of the rafters. 26-17, 9-point lead for Central Mountain, who trailed this one at 1 point, 9-0. Driving in, throwing one up was Leonard. Ill-advised that time on that shot. Trying to draw a foul and didn't get it. McCloskey now with the basketball, lost it, got it back, gave it off to Hannah with a minute 20 to go. And right now Central Mountain is just content to take some time off the clock. Hannah guarded by Piper. Goes around the screen. Pardo with a deep three. That one no good. Hoffman with a big rebound. Braves need two on this one. Dietrich makes a great catch. Now finds Wallace. Wallace in trouble. Tied up. Jump ball called. And it will be Shikalimi basketball.
Again, a long pass to a spot where Mason Dietrich couldn't do anything with it. He was going out of bounds on the baseline, and he had to throw it back in. And fortunately, Trey was there, but Trey was a little off balance and lost his footing.
Big opportunity for the Braves here to get back in this one. They find Piper underneath. Piper off the window, too hard. Hoffman there, put back it in. 51 seconds to go here in the first period, first half. 26-19 Central Mountain.
Well, you know, if you're Central Mountain, you know, you got 41 seconds here.
They're
going to give it to...
Hannah drives in, and he drove in. I think that's ill-advised, and Wallace with the big rebound. Here comes Piper. Piper finds Leonard. Leonard for three. Just missed that one. Backside rebound by Pardo. He'll outlet now to Gerlach, and Gerlach will give it back to McCloskey. And that one almost stolen underneath. Great job of running the baseline by Probst and turned a negative into a positive. 28-19 now, a 9-point Central Mountain lead with seconds remaining. Six of them, as a matter of fact. Dietrich now at the foul line underneath Hoffman, fouled. And fouled by McCloskey with 1.4 to go.
Probably a good foul, because that's not going to leave the Braves a lot of time here to do anything. It's going to be get the ball, and you're going to have to shoot.
Pfeiffer with the inbounds with 1.4 to go. He will give it to Hoffman. Hoffman off the window. No, can't quite get it to go. What looked like Shikellamy rolling turned into Central Mountain, finding their way out of the door of the bus, and with a 28-19 lead here at the half. Central Mountain leading on WKOK.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's the final days of our huge President's Day sales event, and people from all over the valley are finding out why we sell more cars for less.
That's right, Mark. We're offering 0% for 72 months on Ram trucks, plus bonus cash.
We also have 0% on Jeep Grand Cherokee, Dodge Charger, Challenger, and the Chrysler 300.
Only a few days left to our huge President's Day event at Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP. See all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com, or better yet, stop in today.
Hey, Uncle Bob, you look happy.
Of course. I'm having a garlic ring bologna sandwich from Merck's Meats.
Merck's Meats ring bologna in plain garlic or hot is like no other, because we're using the same secret smokehouse recipe that Grandpa Merck's created way back in the early 1900s.
No wonder it's delicious.
And we use the same secret recipes for our smoked sausage, bacon, and our chops. Merck's Meats, Route 147 in Northumberland.
And don't forget to grab beverages at W&S Distributor right up the road. Tell them Uncle Bob sent you.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Stop in to W&L Subaru during our Valentine's Savings event.
Experience the wild with your lovin' in all-new Subaru Wilderness Edition now with financing as low as 1.9% and inventory arriving daily.
Or give love a second chance in the certified pre-owned Subaru with over 70 to choose from and $500 off your best deal. We're off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
1.9% financing available on all 2022 Subaru models except the RZ models and is for well-qualified applicants only. $500 off applies to Subaru certified pre-owned inventories only. Offer ends 2/28/22. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
Welcome back to the Phil Lockout Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Braves went out for an 11-0 run, and then it was pretty much Central Mountain from that moment on. 28-19, Central Mountain leading here at the half, Chief, and it's been Hannah, and then Hannah again.
Well, yeah, Hannah scored 10 points to get it to 11-10, and then he had a 3 and a 2 in that second quarter. But Ashton Probst had 6, and they were all off of, I would say, offensive boards. And Hayden Pardoe comes in the game and scores 5. So it's just basically been an offensive juggernaut that Central Mountain has put out there. The Braves are led by Caden Huffman with 9, and the most anybody else has is 2.
Well, we have a unique opportunity as Blake Haddon joins us on the broadcast. He's hanging out with us here this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. And we're chatting a little bit with him, and he's keeping some numbers on the rebound side. But, Blake, what is it that you've seen? You know that both of these teams quite well. You've seen Shikellamy twice. You've seen Central Mountain twice. What is it about Central Mountain that makes them so tough to defend?
Well, despite Hannah having 15, they do play as a team really well. They move the ball around
and they all rebound pretty evenly. The only guy that stands out to me is Probst. He has three, but they have three other players with two, and then Hannah has one of his own. They play really well as a team, and they work well on the boards.
Blake, what does Shikellamy need to adjust here to make the difference in the second half?
They need to cut the turnovers out. They're making some ill-advised passes. They're trying to do too much. They need to slow down and run the offense. They run a good offense. They have a good coach, and they need to listen to them.
We've seen a lot of rebounds this year from Caden Hoffman. You've got the rebound numbers for us. Give us the rundown.
Yeah, Hoffman's got seven on the game, five of which came in the first quarter. He's doing a good job. He's a big kid and all, but he is working well. He's boxing out, and no matter how tall he was, he'd have seven right now because he's moving bodies. He's a strong kid.
And he's on the run again for another double-double, which would be his, I don't know, 15th of the year, something like that this year. Blake, what... When you look at Central Mountain inside, what has made it a little bit? What have they changed up a little bit inside to deny Shikellamy that dribble penetration that they had earlier in the game?
Well, they play good help D. I mean, Shikellamy can shoot, but they know their limits. They know how they can sag off and how they can help. They're lengthy kids, so if you drive, chances are you're going to run into some trees. You'll see some arms, you'll see some hands. And it's just not easy to finish with them in the paint.
And the two guys I'm sitting next to know all about trees because they're about the size of them, too, with you and the Chief. I don't know.
Blake's about an inch taller.
Is he an inch taller?
Mm-hmm. I got an inch or two.
Yep.
He shrunk.
I shrunk.
He's got a better three-point shot than you have, though, Chief.
I never had a three-point
shot.
That
was my point. Thanks for joining us, Blake. Hang out for the second half. We'll get your thoughts after the game as well.
Thank you.
Chief, give us your Shikellamy adjustments. What do they need to do here?
Listen to this kid next to me, Blake. He did a great job. He said exactly what needed to be said for Shikellamy. They have to come out and they have to be more under control. You know, that point that Blake made about, you know, they dribble in there and you run into all those trees because that helped defense. That's where you got to stop and you got to take the jump shot or you got to pass off, hit somebody out on the three-point line. But the main thing is, we were talking before the game, and I told Blake, I said, one of the things that Shikellamy has a bad, bad characteristic in is they miss inside shots.
Yeah.
And you think about back in the first quarter, how many inside, if it was a layup or if it was an offensive putback that was missed, it would have been more than 11-0, and it would be more than 28-19 here in this particular quarter. So just play your game.
Blake, you said it a moment ago, we were during the break, an 11-0 run for Shikellamy to start, but since then, it's been Central Mountain, was it, what did you say, 28?
28-8.
28-8 since that 11-0 run. There is your stat of the day, Chief.
Courtesy of Jack Hanna.
Stat of the day.
28-9, here
comes
the half.
What? Stat of the day.
This is Shikellamy basketball on WKOK.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915.
SMC.
Stand for
selling more cars.
And
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in Central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 5 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Stevens Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say, we get you done.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Chickalemme looking to start the third period the way they started the first period. They got on an 11-0 run, but since then it has been all Central Mountain. Now 28-19 here at the half, and Central Mountain will get the ball to start things off here in the second half.
Well, they sure do, Kevin. That's, you know, they could put this into a double-digit lead here with a bucket, either a deuce or a tray.
This looks like a complete role reversal of the district championship game a year ago.
Chickalemme played much better again. Central Mountain played much worse. All right, it was a lot more than this, Kevin. It was one of those games that you just couldn't figure out what happened to Central Mountain and how did Chickalemme get so good all of a sudden.
Well, Central Mountain has been on a roll for the last couple of weeks to get to 11-11 on the season. And right now they'll have the basketball. It'll be Hannah, Pardo, Gerlach, McCloskey, and Probst. They're starting five for Central Mountain. And with the basketball to be Gerlach. Gerlach between the circles. Williams, Hoffman, Pfeiffer, Dietrich, and Leonard for the Braves. And that one short by Hannah on the drive. Pfeiffer comes up with it. He'll come back the other way with it. Pfeiffer now on the far wing, attacking the basket to our right. Braves are starting to fall in love with that three-point shot, but they haven't been able to drain them. See if they work the ball inside. Here comes Leonard, right around Hannah. Over the left side, left hand, right in. 28-21, Central Mountain.
Go ahead, Kevin. You got a foul down there on Mason Dietrich on the baseline.
Dietrich a little bit out of control.
You know, I'm sure that Central Mountain knows that Cam is left-handed, but they didn't realize at that time.
It didn't look like it there.
No, not at all. That foul was on Mason Dietrich. That's his first.
Team's first here in the second half is Hannah inbounds to Pardo. Pardo will give it back to Hannah. Hannah trying to get cleared from Pfeiffer, and then for a brief moment. Gerlach between the circles now at the foul line. He'll give it off to Probst.
Well, they had to put John on Hannah because John's the best defender. He always gets, I would say, the best player on the team.
Pfeiffer almost stole that one away. They feed it inside, fadeaway shot off the back iron from McCloskey with a tip-in on the backside by Probst.
Well, he just snuck right in there. Caden Huffman didn't see him. Caden Huffman's inside, but he gets too far inside. That's 8 points now for McCloskey.
9-point lead once again. Williams with the basketball, playing with three fouls, driving in. He will draw the foul and will go to the line to shoot a pair. Williams, a 63% free throw shooter on the year.
I think that's going to be on Pardo. That's his second foul. Now, again, the second thing that is on number 10 is on Gerlach. Oh, my mistake. You know, the thing is, they got to make the foul shots now, Kevin.
That's right. And the Braves did not get that one, and Williams misses for the first time tonight for Chickalemme. 2 for 3 now on the evening with another opportunity coming. And that one is good. 30-22, 6:35 to go here in the third period. Central Mountain with the lead.
You get a stop, you gotta score.
And Hannah working his way in over Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, great defense. Tips the ball out to Williams. Williams pushing it up. Finds Leonard. Wing three. In and out. No good. Rebound on the backside by Probst. On the front side, actually, by Probst.
You know, unless you're hot, it might be better to start start the offense.
Yep.
He didn't have numbers.
He had a good look, but again, he's been struggling from outside the arc. Driving it is Probst. Probst with a bounce off the window and in. 32-22, and now it's up to 10.
You know, they went to Caden Huffman the first time they had the ball in the game, and they haven't really gone inside to him since.
Williams with it, driving in, finds Pfeiffer in the near corner. Pfeiffer now driving in. He will bounce it off the window, and all blue shirts under the basket, not a single white shirt there. Probst with the rebound. Goes to Pardo for three. High rebound. Hoffman there, and not really a blue shirt there for the rebound.
You got to say thank you if you're Shikalemi.
There's a good give from Williams, and that time Hoffman misses it off the window. A rare miss for him. Gerlach underneath. Williams steals it. Passes tipped. Probst gets it. Probst to the foul line in the corner. Hannah in front of the Central Mountain bench. He gets cleared to the foul line. Driving in off the back iron. No good. Rebound by Piper.
I will say, Kevin, they're letting them play.
They are. Here comes Pfeiffer driving in, into the inside, now to the right side, and scoops one up and in.
John Pfeiffer with his second bucket here, Kevin. He needs to get in the offense.
He needs about 10 more. 32-24, Central Mountain leading it with 4:39 to go in the third. Underneath, Dietrich with a block on Pardo, but Pardo gets his own rebound, puts it up and in, and a timeout. By Central Mountain, I believe.
I think it is Central Mountain. See, Shikalemi threw a different defense at him that time, Kevin.
And it is a 30-second timeout for Central Mountain, who leads it 34-24 with 4:33 remaining here in the third period.
You really can't just sit and exchange buckets. And, you know, the Braves had the opportunity there. They've actually stopped Hannah a couple of times. Hannah's tried to make some moves on Piper. It's a question, who gets tired first?
It's a very physical game.
Jack Hanna or John Piper? Because, I mean, they're just running. I mean, Hanna just, he's like the ever-ready, is it the bunny? Or is it, he just goes all the time.
The Energizer Bunny.
Yes, thank you.
ever-ready never had a battery that
That's
could
true.
Last.
Energizer, yeah.
Piper with the basketball now as the Braves trail it by 10 and have to get something going.
And
here.
You know, Central Mountain has not gone out of that. Nice move.
That was a very nice baseline move by Cam Leonard off the window and in for two.
Yeah, I was going to say Central Mountain has not gone out of the man-to-man. Now the Braves in a little two-thirds court trap.
Anna sends it inside. They go to Pardo, who sneaks in behind Hoffman and gets the bucket to bring it back to 10 at the halfway mark of the third period.
Well, Pardo has 9 right now, Kevin.
Pardo averaging 14 a game. Pfeiffer with the basketball now into Hoffman in the low box. He has to kick it back out to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer starts in, looks around, now out to Williams. Good look from the corner for three. Bang! 36-29, a 7-point Central Mountain lead. McCloskey with the basketball, gets double-teamed to the corner, now to the wing to Probst. Probst all the way to the near side, Hannah, back iron, no. Big rebound on the backside by Probst, gets it back to Hannah. Hannah takes Hoffman off his feet, in the cylinder, and right back out into the hands of Piper.
And again, the Braves dodged a bullet there, Kevin.
Piper with the basketball, 3:10 remaining here in the third period, 36-29. Needing points here. And Hoffman travels as Taylor checking in for Central Mountain now. That's a big turnover.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, Jack Hanna got so open on that last three-point shot he made that, the Braves were in that half court or two-thirds court trap, and he just found an open spot. He just missed that one by a little bit, and then the rebound came out to him, and he in and out on the drive.
Hannah with the basketball, gives it off to Taylor. Taylor at the foul line, drives in, looking for an offensive foul, didn't get it, got the bucket though. 36-20, make it 38-29.
Well, they're letting them play, Kevin.
Yeah, they are. Pfeiffer with the basketball between the circles. Pfeiffer now works his way in. Fights his way to the bucket, comes up short, gets his own rebound, almost has it stolen away, now is on the floor, and a jump ball called. Shikalemi with the possession arrow, and 2:28 to go here in the third, down 9.
Again, you know, John just getting in the middle there and making a couple of moves. Not a lot of ball movement. It gets Central Mountain can just bag everybody in.
All of a sudden, everybody came in like it was piranha. They'll do a quick squeaking of the floor. Can't call it a wiping because this really wasn't. And Williams will inbound, find Dietrich. Dietrich works in and fouled by Pardo.
Well, we'll see if it's a shooting foul. They called it a block.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be.
No, that foul's on McCloskey, his second.
Team second. 2:25 to go. There's a pass to Dietrich. Dietrich makes the save. Wow, that Dietrich was not going back. Dietrich now driving in on the give from Hoffman and puts it in.
Nice give and go. The best person to throw the ball to is the person that just threw you the ball, and that's what Huffman did.
Hanna drives the lane. Pfeiffer tries to foul him, and he goes right through the baseline, right through the bucket. 40-31. 9-point lead again for Central Mountain. Williams in trouble. Taylor all over him. Now Leonard comes out to help. Leonard to the foul line, driving in. That one too hard off the rim. Rebound by Pardo. Pardo quickly back with a 3-on-2. He will go up and over Pfeiffer. And now an 11-point lead, and Bill Ziegler wants a timeout, and the Central Mountain fans are loud.
Well, they're just taking it to the Braves, Kevin. They're playing good defense. And again, a lot of times the Braves are getting one shot at the basket, and that's it. So, they got it down to 7. Now it's up to 11 for the lead by Central Mountain.
Is this timeout more of a get a breather than reset the offense right now, or reset things?
Well, it's to stop the momentum of the game, Kevin.
Because I'm looking, and this one a full timeout, so there's a little extra time in this one. But.
Yeah, well, that's just basically to stop the way the transition has been going. That time that Hanna got the ball, he took John Pfeiffer to the basket and a bucket, and he made it. So it might be a little bit of fatigue, too, timeout to get people rested.
Oh, the Braves have not had a competitive game since Monday. Sometimes I think that's a negative instead of a positive, especially when you've been on the roll that Shikalimi's been on the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, again, Kevin, this is a solid Central Mountain team.
I don't mean to take anything away from them by any means.
I think the four teams are in this District 4 and 6, 5A, even Hollidaysburg, who's the fourth place seed, even they could come out being the district champion. I'm telling you, that's how everybody's on par.
Minute 42 remaining in the third period.
Here's the 3-2 zone that Central Mountain put in. And the Braves have been working on it, so we'll see what they do with it.
Dietrich now to Williams with a minute 30 remaining in the third. Down 11. Pfeiffer with it, fakes it. Now goes to the corner far side to Hoffman, attacking the basket to our right. Williams between the circles, down to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer to Dietrich. Dietrich to the foul line.
See, what you have to do to attack that 3-2 is you've got to get the ball into that little box, about where the second player person lines up for a foul shot, and then you run the baseline with the other guy. And that's what they did. And the foul was on McCluskey, his third.
Dietrich, his first free throw of the night, puts it in. Team's third, by the way, as well as checking in now will be Person.
He has
come in for McCluskey.
He has the flattest foul shot, shot of anybody known.
It is a howitzer right to the rim. 10-point lead, Central Mountain. That one had a little bit more arc, but just as successful.
Not much.
Not a lot, but a little bit more.
It's not a mortar shot. It's like you said, it's a howitzer shot.
Hanna with the basketball now as the Braves to a 1-2-2. Taylor with it, goes to Hanna. Hanna starts to drive in. Dietrich almost picks his pocket. Now the pass inside, all alone underneath Schlesinger. And Pfeiffer there to get a hand on that one. Miller comes up with a loose ball. Miller coming in after the timeout. Pass underneath. Dietrich wide open. Puts it up and in. 42-35 with under 45 to go in the third.
Another way to beat that zone is beat him down the court.
And the Braves trap Hanna. He'll get it off to Schlesinger. Schlesinger in some trouble. Finds Hanna back now, and they'll get the offense set. But Hanna at the half-court line weaves his way to the foul line. Driving in, one-hander, no good. Schlesinger blocked by Hoffman and commits
wow.
the foul with the body, and that's a tough one.
That's a tough call on Caden Huffman, Kevin. It was. With all the stuff that's been going on inside, all right, that one was a tough one. That's his second foul.
Schlesinger to the line, an 82% free throw shooter on the season. He usually averages about 2 a game coming off the bench. 25.4 to go, second team foul on the Braves. That one, a high arcing free throw that drops in.
Well, he got a good look at the basket in the first quarter. He missed both of those. And if he's that good of a foul shooter, you know darn well that he's going to adjust. And he did.
Hoffman out, Wallace in, and Central Mountain will bring Hoy in for the first time tonight. That one hits the rim but drops in. 44-35, back to 11. Here comes, back to 9. Here comes Wallace off the window, no good. Tipped around, controlled by Wallace. Dietrich, 3 from the far wing, short. And that one picked up by Brooks. Brooks will bring it up back with a 3-on-3. Top of the key, squaring up, Hoy for 3. That one no good. Miller with a rebound. Outlet to Pfeiffer with 3. Half-court line with 1. Half-court shot is no good. And that'll do it for the third period of play. 8 more minutes to decide this one. Central Mountain 44, Shikellamy 35. This is Shikellamy basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
This is Will Marks, General Manager at Murray Motor Chevrolet. We are coming off our best-selling season ever. Why? Because we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. Murray Motor Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best selection of custom trucks, sports cars, and new inventory arriving daily. We're the only dealer to offer a lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. So let's set it straight. We have the best price and best warranty, period. Murray Motor Chevrolet, located a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Seelands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com. Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
The final 8 minutes on the clock. Central Mountain with the basketball. And one change we've seen here is Dietrich is not in the, not on the court for this one and not on the bench. He went back with the trainers.
And Scott Miller will play for him right now, Kevin.
Anna with the basketball. Lobs it in and finds Probst. Probst guarded by Wallace, and Wallace is all over him. He gets around. Wallace starts to drive in. Off the window, no good. Off the rim, no good. And then picked up by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer to Miller. Miller, right side, right hand, right in.
Scotty runs the court so well. That was just a great pass by John Pfeiffer to get it to him for the layup.
44-37. Taylor now with the basketball for Central Mountain. Passes it all the way across court. Pardo now driving the baseline. They'll pass it around again. And back to Pardo for a 3. Got it from the far corner. Wow. 47-37, and it's back to a double-digit lead.
It's a 1-3-1 court press, and they got it.
Yeah, Williams tried to dribble through it, and missing the shot is Pardo. The putback, though, on the other side is good, and a timeout by Bill Ziegler, and this one is the timeout that is going to either win the game or lose it.
Pardo made that one, right?
Yeah, he made it on the second effort.
Yes, he did, so... Yep.
This is the timeout, though, that is going to make or break this game for Shikellamy.
Well,
down 12.
Up by 12 now with 6:58 to go. Yeah, and, you know, not having Mason Dietrich in there, you lose a little bit of offense. And you also lose, you know, you lose a lot of offense, and you lose the defense, too.
Dietrich is back on the bench, by the way. He is not limping as bad as he was.
I have no idea what happened. I'm not sure what
he did. Yeah, I didn't see it at all.
So...
49-37, 6:59 to go in this one. And the Braves, who jumped out to an 11-0 lead, have not seen the lead since the midway part of the second period.
Well, Pardo has 16 points, Kevin, and Jack Hanna has 17, and Ashton Probst has 10. They're the guys that have done
and
all
there
the
you score. Are. And there, yeah, there's your points. Pfeiffer with the basketball now.
Well, they're back to man-to-man, Central Mountain is.
Out of Leonard, and Leonard just threw it right to Bill Ziegler. Williams went in, Leonard went out, and the ball goes to Bill, who is not a happy camper at the moment.
Who came in? Caden Huffman came in for Scotty Miller now.
Huffman in for Miller, so you'll have Wallace and Huffman underneath the basket. Hanna now brings it up. He is trapped immediately. He will find the open man. That's Probst. Probst now will get almost trapped. Now they will trap him. Pass is tipped. Hoffman had it. Ran into Wallace. And Taylor picks it up. They'll go underneath and finding all alone Pardo for 2.
Well, he just hangs around the baseline on that defense the Braves throw at him, and if you make a mistake, and he's going to get that pass every time.
Hoffman on the far side, pass tip. Pfeiffer comes up with it. Pfeiffer head fakes, goes over. He takes the jumper for about 10 and gets it. Six to go, 51-39, Central Mountain leading it. Braves try and trap in the half court, driving down his Probst. Probst loses him out of bounds. It'll be Central Mountain basketball as the Wildcats will bring in Gerlach, and he will check in for Person. Probst inbounding in front of his own bench. He'll find Pardo. Now to Taylor. Taylor puts it on the floor, finds Pardo far side. Now back to Taylor on the near wing, guarded by Leonard. Taylor spins to the inside. Hoffman got a hand on that one. Then that ball goes out of bounds off Shikalimi. McCluskey back into the game for Central Mountain. He'll come in for Taylor.
We didn't realize this, but Hannah got a little bit of a break at the end of the third quarter, Kevin. Got a little bit rested up on him.
He'll inbound now and get the ball right back from Pardo. Hannah at the foul line now will back off. Guarded by Pfeiffer. They'll go to the right side to McCloskey, who hits a three. Almost hit a three. Back iron no good. Tipped around and come up by Gerlach. Now to Hannah. Hannah from the left side starts in. Comes out. That'll be over and back as Gerlach couldn't pick it up. Braves in desperate need of points now in this turnover.
Well, Central Mountain doing a nice job of getting on the backs of Shikalimi's rebounders, all right. That means you just got to be a little bit stronger and pull that board down.
Often now we'll find Leonard into the corner. Leonard runs the baseline, overshot the basket wildly. Probst on the backside with a rebound. And now that time Hoffman got the rebound, the steal. He'll find Leonard on the other end. Leonard will set the offense. Nope, he's going to run the baseline. Get a shot blocked by Pardo. Back the other way with Gerlach. Gerlach now driving in. Bounce pass to nowhere. Checking it up is Probst at the half-court line. He's going to drive all the way in with a one-hander off the window. And another timeout by Bill Ziegler, 53-39. Central Mountain with their largest lead of the night at 14.
Well, Central Mountain with two excellent, actually the first time down it was not the best shot that could have been taken from the baseline, but a nice block that time. And it's amazing. That ball almost went back court. McCluskey gets it. Next thing you know, he gets by his man, and he takes three big steps, and he's in for the layup.
We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikalimi Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Here's the game reset. 4:41 to go, about halfway through the period now, this final period. Braves are down 53-39. It's one of the lowest scoring outputs the Braves have had in this 10-2 run in the last 12 games in the last 3 weeks, really. Central Mountain has just done everything they needed to do tonight to get the W, and they have worked hard, and I think the Braves are a little bit tired right now, too.
Well, they've left some other players due to scoring, all right, after Jack Hanna got him back in the game with his 17, and they're doing a nice job on the boards. They're doing a nice job of helping on their, when anybody loses somebody, and just playing excellent as far as I'm concerned.
2-3 game. Now, Dietrich back in, but you can see he's favoring that right ankle a little bit. Pfeiffer, deep three.
Bang!
That'll light up the field house with a big three, and that makes an 11-point lead. Hoffman now running the sideline, running the baseline, coming all the way out front, giving it to Probst. Probst into some trouble. He dribbles it through. Bounce pass underneath Dietrich. Gives it off to Pardo, who puts it up and in and draws the foul.
Foul's going to be on Ryan Williams.
Wow.
See, there are the things that happen when you put a lot of pressure. You try to double team out on top. You get away. And you get into the paint, and everybody comes over, and that leaves somebody on the baseline alone.
And Dietrich comes out again.
He's not going to be able to play, Kevin.
Miller in for Dietrich. Free throw is good for Pardo. 56-42, a 15-point lead. every time the Braves think they're going to get back in this one, Central Mountain just closes the door. Good pass to Hoffman, blocked by Pardo. Hanna comes back the other direction, trying to dribble between two, and Williams is going to get called for the foul. That'll be foul number four on him.
Five, I think, Kevin.
Or is it five? It is five. You are right. That's going to bring Wallace off the bench. So Williams with a tough night tonight, fouling out with 3:54 to go. 56-42. Central Mountain leading it. Hanna will get it back from the inbound. He'll give it off to Probst. Probst driving in, head faking McCloskey for three, losing the ball, and it rolls right into the hands of Pardo.
Well, Braves aren't going after the 50-50 balls, Kevin.
Hanna to the basketball.
I don't know if they're out of position or if they're, you know, thinking somebody else is going to get it, but, you know, Central Mountain's sticking with everything.
Well, and the other thing is Central Mountain right now taking some time off the clock. We have a 14-point lead, and there's a three-pointer from McCloskey, far wing, no good. Big rebound for Hoffman. Hoffman, Piper stolen away. McCloskey lays it up and in. And this one looks like it might be the season here soon. 16-point Central Mountain lead with 3:09 to go. Long pass Miller at the baseline. And Miller is fouled by McCloskey, team foul number four.
Well, when you challenge everything, Kevin, and you're up by 16 points, sometimes you can take a couple of chances,
sure.
And that's what McCloskey did.
Xavier Faschel in the game for Wallace now. Underneath, Leonard. Leonard off the window and in. Three to go, 58-44. Central Mountain leading it. Hanna with the basketball. They'll pass it back and forth against this 2-2-1 press. They get it across the line. Now Hannah's trapped. Pass stolen by Piper. Piper with a 3-on-2. Drives up and a blocking foul on Hanna, who tried to take the charge. And instead will get an Oscar nomination.
I think if they would have called a charge on that play, this place would have gone erupted.
But it was some good acting. I wanted to give credit where credit was due.
I agree with you. No. I'm not arguing with you.
Piper at the line. A 59% free throw shooter makes the first one. Now, you talk about the difference in free throw shooting between Dietrich and Piper. Dietrich's right at the rim. Piper is somewhere near the lighting balances.
Yes.
That's a word, isn't it? Balance?
That they call them that.
All right.
You're right.
Second one is up and in. 58-46. Lead down to 12 as the Braves try and get another turnover and tighten this one up. And there it is. There's a turnover. Piper tips it to Hoffman. Hoffman back to Piper. Piper open three. Bang! 59-58-49. Hanna with the basketball. Dribbles across through the double team. Goes to the lane. Puts it up and in. Left hand, left side, right in. That was a great shot by Hanna.
He went through the entire team.
He absolutely did, and kept control of the basketball and got the bucket. And a timeout by Central Mountain with 2:20 to go because Coach Bardo wants to talk about that press so they don't see another turnover. 2:20 remaining in this one, 60-49. Central Mountain leading it. Wildcats with five team fouls. Shikellamy with four team fouls. Ryan Williams is fouled out of this one. He's the only one in foul trouble. Kate McCluskey with four fouls for Central Mountain has been spending some time here in this fourth period on the bench.
Well, Kevin, there hasn't been a lot of fouls called tonight if you think about it.
That's true.
No, neither team has gotten to the 1-1 in both halves.
Yep.
So,
if you're a Shikellamy fan right now, you're remembering back to the 80s and one of my favorite things from NFL games, the Alcoa Fantastic Finish. And that's what they need right now, an Alcoa Fantastic Finish.
Well, after John made that three-point play, and then, again, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, it's about time for Jack Hanna to take over again. And he did. He went through everybody.
Pfeiffer loses it, gets it back, gives it off to Miller now. Miller starts to drive in. He gets blocked on the way in. Schlesinger comes up with it. Bardo now brings it up, finds Hanna. Hanna at the half-court line will stop. He'll send it across to Pardo. Pardo in trouble. Timeout. And Coach Bardo said, we're going to use a full timeout because you can't pass it to the guy who's sitting in front of the scorer's table right on the corner with two guys around him. That's called no man's land.
This is one of those situations where, you know, you've got just, you know, minute 59 left and you're down by 11. You know, you can make this game last forever now if you start fouling, yeah. You know. And the Braves have to foul two more times before the Central Mountain will go to the line.
Coming up Saturday afternoon here on WKOK, 3:45 the start time as Steve Williams heads out to Clearfield for the District 4-9 wrestling team, or excuse me, individual tournament. We'll follow Sealands Grove and Shikellamy wrestlers in the finals. And then next week, Steve Williams will go to Tuna Town. He's going to visit Altoona for the Northwest Regional Finals in AAA Wrestling. And we'll follow Shikellamy and Sealands Grove and all the District 4 wrestlers all the way through the state finals. Somebody still has to tell me how geographically Altoona is the Northwest.
Well,
but
Kevin,
that's another subject.
Kevin, we also have to remember Shikellamy girls play East Stroudsburg South here in the first round of the District 11 District 4 playoffs at 1 o'clock.
And a foul by Miller. And if you'd like tickets for that game, you can get tickets. But remember, you have to get them online. They are not available here at the Fieldhouse door. So visit WKOK.com. We have a story about the tickets available and the link to said tickets.
Scott Miller picked up the foul.
Adam with a basketball, gives it off to Gerlach. Now at the half-court line, Probst. Probst will fight through a double team, find Hannah. Hannah underneath and gives it to Probst. Probst will put it up. Probst will get it and will be fouled with a minute 40 to go and an 11-point lead now increasing to 13.
Xavier Fashad picks up the foul.
Team foul number 6 as Schlesinger comes out of the game now.
Ashton Probst has had quite a basketball game, Kevin. He has 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 14 points. Now still 14.
That one no good. Hoffman tied up by Gerlach and a jump ball, but Shikellamy does have the possession arrow. And right now, Central Mountain is starting to feel pretty comfortable about making a trip to Mount Aloysius College on Friday. Pfeiffer now finds in the corner Fashaw. Fashaw now to Hoffman. Hoffman off the window too hard. Rebound by Gerlach. 1:25 remaining as Hannah brings it up. He'll give it off now to Probst. Probst will drive through, lose the dribble, find Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer picks it up, steals it, gives it off to Leonard. Leonard has his shot blocked by Gerlach because he took too much time.
He took his time.
He didn't realize Gerlach was coming at full force, and he got there in time to knock it out of bounds.
Yeah, you know, Central Mountain's not going to give you a layup, especially if you got somebody coming after you.
There comes Pfeiffer. He drives in, fights his way off and off the left rim and then in with a scoop shot from the right hand. And a foul on Fashaw, I believe.
Yeah, that's on Xavier. That's going to be his second foul. Now, that'll put, of all people, Jack Hanna on the line.
He's not as good of a free throw shooter as you would think. He's only 69%.
Like I said, Jack Hanna's on the line.
62-51, 101 remaining in this one. Hanna to the line, sets up, and gets it. A 12-point lead. Even with three-pointers, it's going to be tough to make that difference up. I didn't doubt you. I never doubt you. Second one is good. Hits all the rim and drops in. 15-4, make that a 13-point lead with a minute remaining. Central Mountain with the lead and a jumper by Leonard for about 12 feet on the baseline. Gets it. Hannah now over to the left side, finds McCloskey. McCloskey with a one-hander, rolls it off the rim and in. And Central Mountain just has, from that five-minute mark where they had no points, have just not missed. And Hoffman tries to hit another long three. That one off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Gerlach. And a foul by Miller with 31 seconds remaining. But again, you get that five-minute mark where Central Mountain had not had a basket and Shikellamy had an 11-0 lead. from that minute on, it was all Central Mountain.
Well, and they just kept the pressure on, Kevin, and they did things right. Okay, they made their outside shots. They picked up their rebounding from that point on, and they got some great games from two guys that usually get in double figures, but not that much. All right,
Caden Hoffman will get a nice round of applause as he plays his final game in a Shikellamy uniform. Not the way he wanted it to end. Coming into the game now is Caleb Kashner as Hannah makes the first. Also coming in for Shikellamy is Jariel Antopietre. And the Wildcats will go a little deeper into their lineup as well. Simmons will come in. He'll come in for Probst, who gets a nice round of applause. 67-53. That one is good. 68-53. And Hannah will check out now, and Brady Myers coming in. So it'll be Miller, Wallace, Antopietre, Pfeiffer, and Kashner in the game for Shikellamy. And Wallace from the elbow missed that one, got his own rebound. That one tipped out of bounds. It'll be Shikellamy basketball with 19.9 remaining. And the Braves, who are on a 10-2 run to end this season, will only drop their third game in 13. A very impressive number when you look at it. And the Braves will finish up their season at 15-8 and not get the opportunity to defend their district title from a year ago. And now with the basketball, Wallace from the elbow. That went off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Antopietre comes up with it. He finds Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer head fakes, drives in. Running one-hander, no good. Rebound by Myers. And with 2-1, Central Mountain will advance to the district championship game with a 68-53 convincing victory over the Shikellamy Braves. We'll wrap up the game and the season when we return. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sudbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Stop in to W&L Subaru during our Valentine's Savings event.
Experience the wild with your love in an all-new Subaru Wilderness Edition now with financing as low as 1.9% and inventory arriving daily.
Or give love a second chance in the certified pre-owned Subaru with over 70 to choose from and $500 off your best deal. We're off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
1.9% financing available on all 2022 Subaru models except BRZ models, and it's for well-qualified applicants only. $500 off applies to Subaru certified pre-owned inventories only. Offer ends 2/28/22. See W&L Subaru for complete details.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit Lackawanna.edu today. That's Lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's the final days of our huge President's Day sales event, and people from all over the valley are finding out why we sell more cars for less.
That's right, Mark. We're offering 0% for 72 months on Ram trucks, plus bonus cash.
We also have 0% on Jeep Grand Cherokee, Dodge Charger, Challenger, and the Chrysler 300.
Only a few days left to our huge President's Day event at Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP. See all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com, or better yet, stop in today.
Shikellamy falls to Central Mountain 68-53 in the District 4-6 semifinal tonight here at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Braves did score more in this game tonight than they did last year at this game. That game against Belfont only in the 30s, but the outcome definitely not what Shikellamy fans were hoping for. Central Mountain jumps out to an, or excuse me, Shikellamy jumps out to an 11-0 lead to start this game. And then about the three-minute mark, 5 minutes into this game, Central Mountain finally opened the doors to the bus, got off the bus, and decided to play basketball. And from that moment on, it was all Central Mountain. And most of this second half was a double-digit lead for the Wildcats. And Jack Hanna had another great night with 23 leading the way.
Well, Jack Hanna had 23, but Pardo had 21.
And so Pardo averages 14 a game.
Yeah, so yeah, and then right down the line here, Ashton Probst had 14. So those three kids scored the bulk of their points. The only other people that scored was Essex Taylor had a bucket for two, and as did Owen Persong, and Caden McCluskey with four, and Levi Schlesinger with two foul shots. So most of the points coming from those three guys.
You know, Central Mountain did a great job offensively, but they did an even better job defensively. They really stymied Caden Hoffman in the second half. Yeah. He did not score. He was en route for a double-double. We talked about it, probably his 15th of the year. And then he got completely shut down in the second half and barely got a rebound in the second half.
Yeah, they just basically shut down the entire team. Shikellamy was not able to control the pace of the game. A lot of times they would come down and they took shots that probably should have set their offense up a little bit for. Again, missed a couple of inside shots. So it's something that when the Braves don't have a good night, that's what happens to them.
Well, and to give credit to Central Mountain as well, they came in a really, really sluggish, and then at that three-minute mark just started hitting everything, and then they were on a mission. I mean, they wanted to say that last year's district loss was not a typical game for them, and they really did tonight with a 68-point output.
Yeah, they're very, very what I would call they're tough players. They don't give up. I mean, that's when it was Lock Haven, it used to be the same way. You know, just a lot of grit, a lot of determination, and, you know, what really got them going was those 10 points from Jack Hanna when it was 11-0, and next thing you know, it's 11-10, and after that, they didn't look back, Kevin. They did not look back.
Well, it gives us an opportunity. We wait to chat with Bill Ziegler to wrap up the season, to thank all the folks that you hear when we're not talking. Those are the sponsors of this broadcast, and the businesses that thought that this is something they want to be a part of in our football and basketball and wrestling broadcasts on WKOK. As I've said many times, Chief and I have been lucky to be able to do this together for 25 years now, and we would not have that opportunity if it weren't for those folks and making it possible. They're the ones that actually make it an opportunity for us to do these games. So please, when you're going out and thinking about where you're going to spend your hard-earned money, make sure you think about the people that are on this broadcast and that have been part of Shikellamy Sports on WKOK. We'll give Bill Ziegler a chance to make his way over here to the table. I know this is definitely not the kind of conversation he wanted to have tonight. Definitely wanted to get back to that championship game. Of course, he wasn't able to make that game last year due to illness, but he's back with us here tonight. And, Bill, you know, we'll recap this game, of course, and talk about it, but at the about three-minute mark of the first period, everything started to change. What is it that you saw that Central Mountain changed and made it tough to defend?
Well, Hanna got hot. You know, he's an all-star for a reason. And, you know, he had 23 tonight. And, you know, once he made that first one, boy, he got his confidence grew. And he, got hot. And we had to, you know, change things defensively a couple times. And they happened to find him. And then, you know, once we did a little bit better on him, then Perdue got hot. And, you know, Central Mountain's a good team. You know, they started off rotten. They had, you know, some time where the whole school was shut down for a while. And, you know, when they got playing together, you know, they got guards, they got shooters, they got size, they got length. You know, we're not happy that we lost, but it wasn't like we lost to a nobody.
Right. Absolutely right.
You and I talked about it last night. Anybody in this tournament could end up being champ. Anybody in this tournament could end up being champion. You know, even Hollidaysburg, all right, who was a 4 seed. So there's a lot of parity there. The one thing the one thing that I like, this has become quite a rivalry, hasn't it, between Chickalim and Central Mountain?
It has been. You know, we're in the same league, we're in the same district. So yeah, this has become a very big, big rivalry. When you see teams for the third time every year, it's definitely a rival. Plus, you see them in the summer as well. And tip our hats to them. You know, we got out of offensive sync in the second quarter. We tried to go too much one-on-one and standing around, and our side of the scoreboard didn't go. And you know, our kids never quit. But sometimes when you're playing a good team, you know, when our 5'8 guys are trying to trap their 6'3 guys, you know, they can throw over top of us and found some guys that other teams couldn't find underneath.
Well, as basketball fans, the good news is nothing changes for the next 2 years. Both these teams are 5'8 schools again. I know that doesn't really excite you as a coach because you're going to have to see Central Mountain again, but it is, from a fan standpoint, a great opportunity to see two teams really battle it out year in and year out.
Yeah, the Heartland Conference is also changing, too. They're going to 3 divisions next year instead of 2, and yet Central Mountain is in our conference.
Not going to change, right?
Milton's back. We got them twice again next year. So, be some new faces and everything like that. But, I'm so proud of these seniors. You know, we've had some senior classes in the past that's done a great job, but this group absolutely led by example. They were a great student athlete on the court and a better student athlete off the court as well. And leaders in the community and leaders in the school. And, you know, those 6 seniors are going to do great things down the road. And I can't say enough about them. I'm going to miss those kids like crazy.
Billy, we really appreciate the access that you give us to the coaching staff as a whole. The team and this whole program makes our job a lot easier. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Well,
love the fact that you come out no matter win, lose, or draw at the end of the night.
It's not always easy to do that.
Billy, it was a good year.
It was a good year.
That's what we said in the locker room. You know, it hurts tonight. And we have to remember this feeling, so we work hard in the offseason. But, in a couple days from now, we'll remember the Jersey Shore buzzer beater, the beating Shamokin at home by double figures, and then beating Danville on the road. And, so in a couple days, we'll feel a little bit better about the season than we do right now.
You named two of the games that popped into my head right away in your 3 games there. The Danville game and, of course, the buzzer beater here against Jersey Shore. Bill, appreciate it. Yeah. Thanks so much, and thanks so much for a great year.
Thank you, guys. And
thank you, Billy.
Bill Ziegler joining us on the post game again. Not the way he wanted to wrap up this broadcast season for basketball or the basketball season in general. But a very, very tough opponent in Central Mountain. And again, I think this is a Central Mountain team that when they finally did get off the bus, felt that they had a mission. And they accomplished it here tonight.
Well, you talk about the Braves scoring. Johnny Piper, one of the seniors, at 16, and Caden Huffman with 9, and Mason Dietrich with 8, Cam Leonard with 10. So, exactly, usually the same type of scoring that we get from all season long, except usually we get a little bit more from each one of those guys.
Well, Blake, I don't know if you learned anything here tonight or not, because we're not the best teachers in the world. Well, Chief's a better teacher than I am, but he had a few years' experience at that job.
Not a thing.
But did you enjoy the game, and what did you see in this game? And give us your thoughts as we wrap up.
Yeah, that was absolutely a great game. I mean, Chickalemi's a good team. They're a team known to go on runs, especially at home. I thought they were going to, actually. I thought they were going to come from behind. But, they're human, and an uphill battle is much tougher than a downhill battle. Central Mountain's a smart team. They just kept adding on to that lead. They played good in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point. They played with the lead and knew how to play with the lead and controlled the basketball, Chief, especially in the last 3 minutes of this one.
You got to hire this guy. I'm telling you.
Well, he's welcome to come along anytime he wants for free. I'll do that.
Yeah, I know you do it for free. But he very, very well spoken about the game, and he understands the game.
Well, right now, there's not a position here in this broadcast just yet. I'm sorry, Blake, but the Chief's still locked in for another 3 years of his contract.
I understand. He's got another year of school. And
he's got another
college.
Year of basketball yet.
That's what I meant, hopefully college, too.
He's got another year of basketball yet. Hey, and the other thing is, do you think they're going to get the baseball season started on time?
I hope so.
You and me both, my friend. You and me both. Thanks for joining us, Blake. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Blake had joined us on the broadcast tonight to give us a little bit of insight from his point of view as a player, as well as trying to learn a little bit of what we do here and enjoy doing so much. And that'll wrap up year number 25 with you, my friend. Now we can start talking about fishing season.
Yeah, if you want, if you ever go. Hey, Kevin, want to go fish? Well, I have to do this and I have to do that. And
no.
All right, I'll see you later.
I'm
right.
ready. I'm yeah. ready. We're going fishing this year. You could bet on that.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much to every one of you for listening, whether it be on the web, on your Alexa device, on your phone, or on the radio. We appreciate you spending some nights with us, not only during the football season on Friday nights, but also during the basketball season on just about every night of the week. Wrestling continues. Steve Williams again on Saturday afternoon at 3:30. He'll be at the District 9-4 Wrestling Tournament Finals. We'll have that coverage for you. That involves Stevens Grove wrestlers as well as Shikellamy wrestlers. We'll follow those wrestlers again to the Northwest Regionals in Altoona in the following Saturday, and then down in Hershey later on in March for the AA and or AAA Finals, again with Steve Williams following Sealands Grove, Shikellamy, and District 4 wrestlers. Chief, your final thoughts as we wrap up the year.
Don't forget Sweet Lou's girls are playing on Saturday.
That's why I was leaving
East
for you.
East Stroudsburg South here in the field house. The first time they probably had a home playoff game forever.
How would you like to try? Listen, East Stroudsburg South has a trip.
Yeah, they do. But
that's great, about an hour and 15.
The girls are at a number 2 seed in District 11-4, so they'll at least get one shot at having a home game, and that's 1 o'clock here in the field house.
And again, a reminder, if you want tickets for that game, you have to get them online, and the ticket link is available at WKOK.com. Just find the story that we talk about sports tickets and the tournament games, and you'll be able to find tickets for that, as well as the District 4-9 wrestling tournament. But if you don't want to make the trip out to State College, Steve will have the coverage for you there. And I'll tell you what, that is a small gym out there in Clearfield. We learned that last year, filling in for Steve, didn't we, Chief?
We sure did. We sure did, Kevin.
We'll let you wrap up the season, Chief. What do you think?
It was a great year. I mean, they ended up 15-8. They were 15-7 in the regular season. And, you know, Bill talked about Central Mountain having a lot of adversity in the beginning. Well, he sure did, too. And it took him eight games before he got all of his starters healthy and playing. And he had some highlights this year. Beat Shamoking, beat Danville for the first time in a long time.
Very long
time. And it's just been one of those years that there were a lot of highs. Unfortunately, a lot of times most teams end up their last game with a loss, especially if they're in the playoffs. There's only one team in each division that goes through and doesn't lose.
And is very happy at the end.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we'll find out that a little bit later on in March, that's for sure. Once again, our final score, it was Central Mountain 68 and Shikellamy 53. The Braves end their season at 15-8 here in the district semifinal at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. For the 25th season with the Chief, Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Hearn. As my mother used to say, the good Lord willing and the creeks don't rise. We'll do it again come August for football on WKOK and WKOK.com.